A stands for Alcoa, and it's first on the list.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, it's the Morning Open. Hi, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Let's get started and ask, where's Wall Street? Numbers are up right now. We've got the S&P up about 0.2%, NASDAQ up just a fraction of a percent. The Dow higher now by 10 points at 10,627. European shares are up about 0.5% on average. And a big rebound in Chinese exports last month pushed Asian markets ahead today under 1%. China, by the way, surpassed Germany as the world's biggest exporter and also surpassed the United States as the world's largest auto market. As I mentioned, earnings season starts today, and analysts are expecting the aluminum company Alcoa to report fourth quarter earnings in positive territory. Sam Stovall is chief investment strategist at S&P Equity Research. He's with us live this morning from New York. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Steve.
So what do you think we're going to see with all these earnings coming out?
Well, I think it has to be a lot better than what we experienced last year, which was the first loss in history for the S&P 500, where basically, on average, the companies within this 500-company benchmark posted an aggregate decline of 10 cents last year, but should earn more than $16 this quarter.
And are we talking about comparisons year over year? I mean, so in dollar figures, it looks like that things are going to look up.
Absolutely. You can't do a percent change. If you tried, my math teacher would take away the C minus he gave me back in high school because you're dividing by a negative number. But certainly in terms of what the aggregate number is, it's looking a lot healthier this quarter. We think that quarter by quarter into 2010, things will continue to improve.
Will any industry group inside that S&P 500 not show any dramatic turnaround year over year, Sam?
Yes. I was puzzled to find out that the industrials group, which is comprised of transportation, manufacturing, machinery companies, is likely to show a year-over-year decline. So earnings will actually be less this quarter than they were last year, probably because of higher energy prices, but also because they peaked a little bit later than the other sectors.
And quickly, Sam, the financials, I mean, how do you think they're going to do? Were there questions about the health of their balance sheets, do you think?
I believe that those questions will linger. Typically, bankruptcies, foreclosures, et cetera, tend to last a good year after the recession has ended. But they, too, will probably show better results than a year ago.
All right. Sam Stovall from S&P. Sam, thanks.
You're welcome.
We appreciate it. The North American International Auto Show gets kicked off today in Detroit. A lot of small, fuel-efficient cars in the spotlight. In the meantime, the White House will unveil plans to make cars and trucks even more fuel efficient. Marketplace's Sam Eaton was with us live in our Los Angeles studio to tell us all about it. Good morning, Sam.
Morning, Steve.
So what does the White House have in mind?
Well, it's chosen 9 projects together totaling about $200 million in new funding. Several are aimed at improving the fuel economy of cars, but the significant thing here is that most of the money is going to companies that build 18-wheeler trucks. Daimler Trucks in Portland, Oregon, for example, landed about $40 million to develop better aerodynamics and hybridization for those long-haul semi-trucks. I talked to David Friedman with the Union of Concerned Scientists, and he says the trucking industry hasn't done much to improve the efficiency of its vehicles, so even small amounts of money here can yield huge results.
With this money, I think we have a better chance of boosting the fuel economy of 18-wheelers by 40-50% over the next decade and saving consumers tens of billions of dollars.
Now, those savings, of course, coming from less fuel being used to ship the products that we buy.
Yeah. So how important is the timing, Sam, of this announcement?
Well, on the one hand, you have the Detroit Auto Show starting today, as you mentioned. And there you're going to see just how much the industry is becoming focused on improving the fuel economy of the cars that are being offered. But you've also got continued high levels of unemployment, and this, despite the massive federal stimulus effort. And that puts incredible pressure on the White House. These projects, funded through a combination of stimulus money and private investments, are expected to create more than 6,000 new jobs. Not exactly earth-shattering, but in these times, at least it's something.
All right. Marketplace's Sam Eaton with us here in the studio. Sam, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. A big beer deal is coming to a head. Heineken, the behemoth Dutch brewer, is buying Mexico's second-largest beer maker, FEMSA, for $7.5 billion. And the head of NBC Sports, Dick Ebersol, says the network will lose money on the Winter Olympics. The games are set to be broadcast from Vancouver starting in about 1 month.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by MassMutual, for 158 years, providing policyholders with solutions to help meet their financial goals at MassMutual.com.
The latest in the healthcare back and forth has President Obama meeting with union leaders today. He's going to try and convince them to support a tax on so-called Cadillac healthcare plans. A lot at stake, of course, as Marketplace healthcare reporter Gregory Warner tells us in this report.
Bill George is president of the Pennsylvania chapter of the AFL-CIO and a 50-year union veteran. He helped negotiate some of the big healthcare plans for Bethlehem Steel.
Some people got a Cadillac plan. God bless them. We're proud they were able to. And let me tell you, they're paying for that out of their productivity.
And out of their wages. Across the country, unions have given up wage increases in return for better benefits, sometimes really good benefits.
Yeah, Cadillac plan for my employees here, they don't have any copays. They got dental, they got full hospitalization, doctors, etc.
They're called Cadillac plans because the premiums paid by workers and their employers total at least $23,000 per family per year. That category includes a lot of union plans with very low deductibles and excellent benefits.
We don't want to have systems in place that encourage people to use too much health care.
Jonathan Skinner is a health economist at Dartmouth. He says the goal of the Senate-proposed tax is really twofold, to raise money to cover the uninsured and...
You want the tax to change people's behavior, and not just the consumers, but also the insurance companies that provide this kind of coverage.
Skinner predicts that insurance companies will strip benefits and squeeze providers to avoid paying the tax, which also means the government will collect less revenue. In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
Hey, check us out online. We have a podcast there. You can share your thoughts, too, at marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.